good friends there, David Sterry with Real Life. There you go. Often in the 80s show that Brian and Scotty Khan and all those boys do around the place. 14-3 here at 11:16 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport at the moment. The Magic Millions is on the Gold Coast. And some very, very expensive horse flesh is trotting around the place. Brad Spicer from Spicer Thoroughbreds and, of course, part of Racing Fix here on a Saturday morning, is on the Gold Coast looking at all this horse flesh and purchasing at least one I know of. G'day, Brad.
G'day, Kev. Happy New Year to you.
And to you. How is this year in comparison to other years you've been to the sales up there? Is this one as buoyant?
I think so. I think it gets stronger every year. Magic Millions do a fantastic job actually promoting the sale to the international buying bench, and they've got an extra 100 horses in the catalogue this year, so it's very strong. Obviously, the average was up yesterday, and I think it was up about $6 million for the day. So I'm sure Vin Cox, Managing Director of Magic Millions, is very happy with himself right now.
So, Brad, how many horses get paraded around and put up for auction?
So we've got about 1,000 horses in the catalogue, and they're split up into a four-day period. So, you know, they get through about 250 horses a day.
Yep.
And they have a little night session on Saturday night after the races. So I think that's very strategic because a lot of the guys get to the races, they get full, and they come over and bid and start sticking their hand up. And if you're selling a horse on Saturday night, you're pretty happy with yourself. They generally make about $50,000 extra.
And of course, it revolves around the race, which is the Magic Millions race, which is horses that have been bought at that sale go into this race, and get, there's a big bonus on offer for the winner, obviously.
Yeah, so on Saturday, they have the Magic Millions two-year-old race worth $3 million. So as soon as you buy a horse from here, you pay up for the race. I think it's about $5,000 entry fee for the series, and that makes your horse eligible for the race next year. And only horses out of this sale can race in that race. So fortunate, last year I bought my first horse for the race, and we've got a runner this year in Madame Moustache with Chris Waller, so it's pretty exciting for us.
Yeah, that's obviously, I was going to ask you if all the big names are there at the sales this year buying up again.
Oh yeah, so all the major trainers right across Australia are here, and New Zealand, and you know, right through Asia, a lot of Hong Kong representatives, South Africa. Now, the Americans have been pretty big the last couple of years, and I think they realise how good our bloodstock industry is and our racehorses are, and they're very hardy, and they start to recognise that. And I think with the US dollar, you know, they're starting to buy our bloodstock, so it's getting very competitive.
Now, I just saw on Twitter that Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott have just made the first $1 million purchase of the sale. They bought a brother to Sebring.
Yes.
And paid over $1 million. When you look at that, and you would have watched that horse walk around, does it look like a $1 million horse to you?
Look, it didn't to me, Kev, but it's a game of opinions, and I probably had him pegged at around $400,000 or $500,000. But what happens is, if you get two of the big players on and the egos come out and they're beating their chests, and off it goes. You know, you only need two on a horse to make a decent buck, and obviously that's what happened there. There's a four or five playing, and he just kept going, and the one with the deepest pockets wins the race, you know. So,
yeah. When you bought that horse last year that's running in the race this year, what about that horse caught your eye?
Look, she just looked like a natural two-year-old type, Kev. She's by Hinchinbrook, who's a really good stallion. He's on the way up. And we're after that sort of type of horse. Obviously, we wanted one for the race.
Yep.
And, she's obviously, she's got to do everything right from last year to this point. And she come out and won a race in Sydney, which qualified her for the race, and she's up here, and we're a chance. It's sort of two-year-old racing is a bit of a raffle. They're all still learning their trade, and you just don't know. And obviously, there's one of the favourites up here in Hootson. He's drawn barrier 21, but I tell you what, I think any one of those two-year-olds can win it come Saturday.
And the master of the two-year-olds of recent time has been David Hayes and the Hayes Dabernig stable. They obviously would be very active up there. They got runners in your two-year-old race as well, I would presume.
Yeah, they had the early favourite, a horse called Madonati, who won over the carnival down there at Flemington.
Yep.
And she's, you know, she went to Wyong and won the lead-up Magic Millions race, so she's proven going the other way. And I know David's very buoyant with her. She sort of drifted in the market the last couple of weeks. I think they've forgotten about her, but David thinks the horse is definitely one of the horses to beat.
When you do your homework for the sales, what do you go through all the breeding and what they might not be able to do?
Yeah, for sure. So you want to target different horses for different trainers and different distances. So we've got a horse coming up very shortly that we'll be bidding on, and she just looks like a really nice late two-year-old, three-year-old type that, you know, hopefully can get to 1,000 guineas. So you start dreaming from day one, Kev, and hopefully it all comes to fruition later on down the track.
So the point of the sales, clearly you've seen this horse that you're going to bid on shortly. You've seen this horse before and had a look at the horse. And how much are you allowed to see of the horse and know about the horse and, you know, touchy-feely, kick the tyres type deal with the horse that you're about to pay some hard-earned money for?
Yeah, so what we normally see the horse three or four times for probably 2 minutes at a time. You know, you bring them out on your first inspections, and then if you like them, you'll put them on a list for a second inspection and third and so on. And
do you get to see them run?
No, you don't. You get to see them walk, and that's all you get to see. I'm sure if we got to see them run, there'd be it'd make it pretty easy for the buyers. So, you know, there's something like 16,000 horses in the foal crop every year, and obviously a small percentage gets to the races and wins, but it's a game of luck and chance, Kev, as you know, and yeah. You just hopefully you're on the right side of it.
And the horse that you're going to bid on, for instance, do you know there's a lot of other interest? Are you aware of that before you start the bidding process, or do you find that out when you put your hand up and go, yeah, I'll have a bid, and then 15 other blokes put their hand up next?
Yeah, look, you generally do a little bit of homework there. You know, you'll talk to the vendor, you know, either Coolmore or, you know, Arrowfield, one of the bigger vendors. And, you know, if you're purchasing off, and just find out a little bit of history and is it popular, and you'll find out, hopefully, the reserve. You know, most of the good vendors will give you a fair idea on what the horse is worth and what they think it'll make.
Yep.
That's two different figures. You know, reserve might be 100 and the horse might make 300 through the ring. So you can never be too accurate in that sense. You know, I thought the full brother to Seabury might make, you know, 400,000-600,000, and you get two big players on it, and boom, he makes 1.3 million.
Yeah, it's quite staggering, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I guess from your point of view, then you've got to go and on sell it, because you syndicate that horse into a whole range of different people that get involved.
Yeah, so the easy part's buying him, Kev, and trying to get around and round up the troops and get a bit of support. You know, it might take 3, 4, 5 months to get a horse sold, so not an easy process, but if you've had a bit of success, a lot of your old clients pretty much reinvesting all the time. It's a very addictive sport, as you know, and we all love racing, so it's pretty buoyant industry right at this time.
Yeah, it's good. Well, good luck with your bidding on the horse that you're having a look at. We wish you the best of luck with that. Is there any new players, big players in the market, or is it the same people as per usual?
There's a syndicate that have come out from China called Aquis. So they've just started their own business just recently. It's their first sale here. And the China Horse Club are here selling horses for the first time. They got set up about 2 years ago. They've been very big buyers, and they've sort of underpinned the Australian market the last 2 or 3 years. But now they're on the other side of the fence, and they're selling quite a bit of their stock now. So, it's always a changing guard. There's people dropping out of the industry, joining in, and there's never a dull moment in racing, Kev, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Good on you, Brad. Good luck with your bidding, and good luck with the race on the weekend.
Thanks, Kev.
Brad Spicer. Yeah, go the doggies. Brad Spicer joining us there from Spicer Thoroughbreds up at the Magic Millions on the Gold Coast. We've just had the first $1 million sale. Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott just bought a brother to Sebring for just over $1 million.